Saints of God, we'll now open up the Heidelberg Catechism together on Lord's Day number 2. This is on your, found in your red Three Forms of Unity books. Lord's Day number 2, which is found on page 20. On the end of 19 into 20. And please respond to the questions. From where do you know your misery? The law of God. What does the law of God require of us? Christ teaches us in sum, Matthew 22, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Can you keep all this perfectly? No, for I am prone by nature to hate God and my neighbor. Amen. Still fighting this cold, and I've been drinking a lot of tea. And one of these tea bags has little sayings on the end, like a fortune cookie. You know, when you open up the fortune cookie, it says something that changes your life, right? And on this one, it says, your inner self is your inner guide. Your inner self is your inner guide. This is some form of New Age mysticism. It's all about your feelings. It's all about your clearing your mind, emptying your mind. And but with these types of philosophies, they often tell you to empty yourself of something. But actually, when you're emptying your mind, you're actually filling your mind with something. That's part of the deceit. That's part of the lie, right? You need to empty yourself of negative energy or negative this or that, and you need to think positively about yourself. When the Word of God tells you to fill your mind with truth, and the Word of God says that even in the beginning of creation, in the days of Noah, God says in Genesis 6, the Lord saw the wickedness that was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was evil continually. Or in Jeremiah 17:9, that most very well known verse that says, the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things, who can know it? So if our inner self or our inner is our inner guide, and what's guiding us is deceiving us, how can we trust it? How can we follow it into any kind of truth? Like James says, the law functions as a mirror. This is who you are. This is your true inner self. This is who you are without any Photoshop editing. That not by your standard that you create for yourself, but by the standard God has placed over you as His creator. You are made in His image. You are made to glorify Him. You are made to reflect His character, His moral character. And the law of God shows the root cause of all of your rebellion. It shows you why you are so wicked. It shows you why you need a redeemer. It's not because you need some moral improvement. No. The law says that it's because you don't love God. The law shows you that you and I have a heart problem. It's because you don't love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Instead, you have traded the truth in for a lie. Paul says in Romans that you have put yourself on that pedestal, which then gives way to lies like found in this New Age teabag. Romans 1 tells us, Paul tells us in Romans 1, those who profess to be wise became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into the image made like corruptible man. People don't truly understand how sinful they are, how deserving of God's wrath they are, because they don't know how holy God is. That's why they need to be told this in the preaching and in the witnessing of the gospel. If you don't believe me, read again question and answer 5 of Lord's Day 2. Unless the Holy Spirit has worked in your heart, No one is going to honestly assess themselves in this way. Because if you ask, 100 people, the great majority would say, if you ask them, are you a perfect person or have you kept the law perfectly? Most of them are going to say, no, I haven't kept the law perfectly. I'm not a perfect person. But then the reason behind that is very telling. Well, I haven't kept it perfectly because I'm not a perfect person. Everybody makes mistakes. I'm not perfect because I'm trying to do better. You know, this has the appearance of humility, but it's not true humility. It's not humility because it's not based on truth. It's based on a lie. Our imperfection is not due to a lack of effort or a lack of trying. Our imperfection is due to a lack of affection. Our imperfection is due to our inner self, our heart, hating God and hating our neighbor. Now that answer gets everybody's attention, including Christians. Wait a minute, how do I hate God and my neighbor? I'm not a hateful person. Because you don't love the true God. You don't fear His commands. You have broken all of His laws and you face judgment, and yet you don't change course. You don't give Him thanks. You hate God and neighbor because you don't love His law. And you don't love His law because you ultimately don't want to be held accountable to the law giver, who is your creator. The law tells us to abandon all of our self-righteousness. Abandon your self-centered religion and self-centered wisdom. Abandon looking inward to find hope. Look outward to what God has graciously provided for sinners like you and me. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believes on Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Look to Jesus Christ for your hope, for your comfort. And as the catechism continues on, we're going to examine more closely just what did God provide for us in Jesus Christ. So let's conclude our summary of Lord's Day 2 with that.